morning. This is Lance Kenmore at the Kenmore Team of Prudential Now Realty. I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank our hosts and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have things been going with you?
The pool's in the ground, and it's almost full.
You know, that is an ongoing project for all of our listeners to track, and pretty impressive, too. You're moved right along.
Well, as we were talking just before we started, my 18-year-old, who's graduating this year, wants to have a pool party at the house.
Well, that's a motivator with graduation coming
she's
up.
She's going to meet Mr. Pickaxe and Mr. Shovel.
But, Very good.
We had a loose fitting on the bottom of the pool. It's an above ground, you know, splash.
Okay.
We dropped it in the ground, and I came out this morning and looked, and there was water coming out of the bottom of the pool. Fortunately, it was just a loose fitting.
Oh, good. Well, you are back in business then.
Yes.
Very, very good. Well, we have been jamming away in the real estate world here. Still a ton of closings going on and a lot of people out looking. Really what's happening right now as far as real estate news is people are starting to, like you mentioned, graduation, end of school is coming up. And this is when people really like to make some decisions about where my kid's going to be going to school next year. A lot of people are in the market right now trying to make that decision because they've waited till their kids could finish out this year, then make the move and get into a house over the next month or two so that they're settled and ready for the next school year. So,
especially if your kids are going to school away from home and you pretty much know, okay, this is the transition. You know, they're going to start college and then they're probably going to move out. So let's get them going.
And that's exactly right. And that's why the last couple months, you know, coupled with what's coming up, are some of our busiest months of the year. So a lot of new inventory coming along, a lot of people out there looking. Other local real estate news. We had talked a couple weeks ago about a lot of our listeners went to the website for the bridge determinations of where they're going to be putting the fourth bridge over the Columbia River. So they completed that survey. They took the 10 results that we were voting on, and they've narrowed it down to four options. And so what ended up winning was additional lanes beside the existing Blue Bridge, the Edison Crossing to Road 68, the Columbia Center Boulevard to Road 100, and then potentially self-landing across the north portion of the river. So that's what the options have been narrowed down to. Now, this is a very long-term project, but it was great to actually have the listeners be able to go to that website, have some input, and I went to the website before the show, and they're going to be releasing a follow-up survey. So for all of us that went to that and made those decisions, we'll get a follow-up survey later this summer.
That's
so
very cool. Although, I will say this, additional lanes on the Blue Bridge. Does that mean we get another roundabout?
It could be, a little bit crazy. My vote's still for Edison to 68 or Columbia Center to 100. So hopefully we narrow it to that.
Well, that makes sense.
So we are talking about preparing your home for summer.
I can't imagine what happened at both races.
Could be crazy. Exactly. We are going to talk about preparing your home for summer. It sure hasn't felt like it this week, but at any moment we are told that summer will arrive here in Tri-Cities. And there's a lot of things that people don't think about, or quite honestly, they might think about too late. So we've got I've got a couple tips here that we can go over, and then we are definitely going to talk to the experts. But number one tip that I came up with, and in talking to the experts about this, and a lot of people don't think about, is change the direction of your ceiling fan. Have you ever changed the direction of your ceiling
fan? I don't even think I know how to do that.
Okay. So
it's that little black button on the side.
Exactly.
Oh, you have to get up on a ladder and actually do something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in the summer, you want the air to be blowing down, creates a breeze in the room and makes it feel cooler. And then that's the opposite of the winter. So it makes it feel cooler, and you actually don't have to run your air conditioner as much. And
it makes total sense.
The temperature higher, a little higher. So
I don't even know which way mine is. turning.
Okay, we've now confused half of the people on the show. So,
nice.
So there we go.
A few things to go check on.
I'm glad I could shock you guys with this.
Wow, that's really going to help my heating bill.
So number two option that a lot of people don't think about is just can be as simple as pulling your curtains and blinds closed in the morning before you leave to work. A lot of times this can help block out sunlight that can actually be heating up rooms during the day. So you close your curtains and blinds. It helps prevent this from blocking out the sun, and it keeps your house cooler. I mean, this is really important, too, for rooms that are exposed to direct sunlight during the hottest parts of the day. I mean, you probably can think about that room just as we're talking about that.
Definitely.
A couple options that go along with this is there is actually, I mean, we can refer you to window covering professionals. There are actually certain window coverings right now and blinds that you can get that actually qualify for the energy efficiency tax credit. And so you could talk to somebody about that, actually say, you know, get a tax credit and at the same time make improvements to your house. The other thing that folks can do, and I've had experience with this, is you can put, you can actually install, like we always think about tinting the windows on our cars, you can actually install a sunblock tint on your windows on your home, and that helps keep a ton of the heat out. So it can make a huge difference, and that's just something we can look forward to towards the summer.
Those can also help by blocking out the UV rays, and it'll help your carpets and furniture and make sure that you're not having things bleach out or have the sun damage them.
That's exactly right. And we don't have them with us here today, but we have some great providers that I know Scott and I have both used.
Definitely.
And just shoot us an email or shoot us a message on Facebook, and we can get you the name of those local providers that can do that for you. Number three is, it seems like a simple one. We should do it more often, and just sometimes we don't, is clean out your dryer vents. What happens is a clogged dryer vent causes warm air to blow back into the room where the dryer is located, and it eventually can raise the temperature in the whole house.
Not to mention the fact that that can be a real hazard. You hear dryer fires?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, I am just as guilty as this. I mean, we have a newer home, and we thought our dryer had stopped working a couple months ago. We had the service guy out, and it turns out it's just... We had had the wrong screen where the dryer vent exits had inadvertently gotten installed. The wrong screen was on there, and so it had plugged with the lint. So, you know, once again, I mean, this was in, you know, even if your house is new, you want to be checking this type of stuff. Plus, it'll keep your house cooler as we come towards the
summer. You know, and a good indicator, because we had that same thing happen, is if your clothes aren't getting as dry as they should. So if they're still feeling a little bit damp, then that's a really good indicator that that might be a clog
problem.
Yeah, they've
been in there on high for an hour.
Yeah, they're shrinking. They're getting smaller sizes by the hour.
Yeah,
but
that's a
good indicator that your vents need to be cleared.
That's exactly right. And then number four that we have here is check the insulation around your doors and windows. I mean, a lot of people think about this during the, you know, when it gets to winter, but they forget to do the same type of stuff as it comes to summer. And sometimes, especially if you're running that AC constantly, this can be a huge loss of energy. So you want to make sure, you know, that the weather stripping is intact. It provides a good seal. For windows, you want to make sure the seals around the windows to make sure there's no cracking, splitting, or peeling of any of the seals, and make sure that you get those looked at if those seals are broken. A lot of times, especially with newer homes, those are covered for up to 10 years under warranty, so you can get those changed out and fixed, and then you're not wasting all of that money and energy savings throughout the summer.
You know what I just learned is if you are the original owner of a home and you have Milgard windows, those Milgard windows are apparently warrantied for life.
Right.
I just had a whole bunch of windows replaced at my house because of that. If you are not the original owner, that won't apply. But if you are the original owner, you need to know that you can contact the local Milgard representative, and you can actually have those windows replaced at no cost. There was a seal issue.
That's phenomenal.
A few years back. So if any of you out there do have that, please get a hold of Lance and let him know that that's something that you're interested in.
Sounds great. Now let's. Now these are some of the tips we've talked about that people might not think about preparing your home for summer. Now, we also want to think about preparing our yard for summer, so by no means am I an expert at that. Luckily, we do have the expert with us today. Brent, welcome to the show. We've got Brent Gamache with Gamache Landscaping.
Thanks, Lance.
How's everything going?
Good, good. Spring is actually still here. No signs of summer yet. So.
Well, we're trying to be prepared for the listeners. So
yes.
So, yeah, tell us a little bit about what's going on right now at Gamache Nursery, landscaping. Landscaping-wise, what are you working on, and what do you want our listeners to be educated on right now?
With this real odd spring we're having, still not getting hot yet. With a lot of rain, the problem with rain, you got a lot of mildew problems on the lawn, let alone trees and shrubs. So you should really have somebody to come out and take a look to possibly prevent any loss of your shrubbery.
Okay.
And the other problem with a lot of rain is it washes away any chemical that you would have put down to help prevent weed growth. So the more it rains, the faster the chemical goes away. So a lot of times you may have to apply it sooner than later on wet springs like this.
Okay.
Turning your timer back off or down, or turning it to a setting to where it actually is going to put less water on it because of all this rain. So one, we're going to save water, and number two, it's going to save more chances of mildew and mold.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because, I mean, I'm just as bad. I mean, that week it got up to like 85. I'm like, great, and I cranked it up, and then I noticed stuff was just running off, you know, like a couple days later, so I had to do that. I had to go back in and change it. That's a great tip. So.
Right. Yeah, I changed my timer at my own house probably four times a year. Spring, just every third day, then every other day, and then maybe once a day when the hot summer months, and then backwards again into the fall. So if a person's proactive, one, he's going to save water. Two, he's probably going to save chemical fertilizer, save some money there. And three, you're going to have just a better, healthier lawn and plants.
That's important because if you put the chemicals down and then you come back and you go, okay, what happened? You start to blame the chemical, and then you maybe realize or don't realize that you didn't follow the proper application because of Mother Nature.
That's right. That's right. And they do make different types of fertilizers and chemicals that slow release, meaning if it's hot out, if it releases too fast, it'll burn everything. Mm-hmm. So when you go to the store and buy a bag of fertilizer or weed and feed, look on the bag, and you really should read it so you understand when you should apply it, below a certain temperature or above a certain temperature.
Mm-hmm. It makes a difference.
That makes a huge difference. I'm thinking in my head right now, have I ever paid attention to the temperature when I was applying it?
I don't think I have. I mean, I'm learning so much doing these shows.
I'm totally guilty of that. No, that is great information, and especially kind of exactly what we're saying. I have noticed that things have been a lot weedier. I mean, I've noticed that,
bad this year.
Yeah, it's definitely been bad, even in the garden and stuff. You know, everything's kind of coming up at the same pace right now, and so we've had to go back and weed some extra and spray some more. So.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot worse conditions this year on weeds, and even for this early in the summer. You know, usually your pre-emergent weed applications are going to last 4 to 6 months. Well, I see the stuff that it's already coming up at month three. It's just been a real wet spring.
Okay, so. Great. So a lot of times if you send your applicators out, a lot of times you might be going back and doing it again based upon how it needs to be.
Right.
Okay.
So I have a question. Overwatering on lawns. I mean, that seems to be the thing that most people have so much confusion over.
Right.
Is, well, I'm throwing more water at it and it's not looking any better.
Right.
What do you tell people when they're trying to get their lawn on some sort of a schedule?
Well, we got a lot of different soil types, unfortunately, in Tri-Cities. Sand and Pasco, rocky around the river, and then you got silt loam, sometimes clay way up on the hills.
Uh-huh.
So it really depends on your soil type. But, you know, you really want to water as least as possible to promote deeper root growth. You just like on your shrubs and trees on the lawn.
Sense.
It's going to promote,
yeah.
It's going to promote a much healthier lawn all the way around. So it'll take less chemical to keep it in a better condition. So you want to get that root structure. They say 4 to 6 inches is about where you want to get a root structure of your lawn to grow to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get it down to that depth, you've done good, and you'll be able to water less anyways because it doesn't have to. It's not starving for water.
So does that also protect it then when it gets super hot out? It's actually being able to pull moisture from deeper
in
the ground?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. That helps.
Yeah.
I'm sure that helps a lot of the listeners,
and
too.
And so like you said in the spring, a lot of times you're watering like every third day even.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and it really does vary. I mean, there's areas up in Canyon Lakes, for example, old established lawns, they'll turn their sprinklers on, and it'll start running over the sod onto the sidewalk within literally 2 minutes. I mean, it's the ground's that hard, so unfortunately, it depends on your soil type. It's just,
right.
You can aerate it, you can add I think it's
is it lime?
Lime. There's another chemical also, but you have to keep on applying it, but it'll slowly break it down.
Okay.
But you have to keep doing it, though. So it's kind of a tedious process on areas like that, but unfortunately, that's what you got.
Well, that's definitely, I mean, that's a good point. You totally have to watch it, because I've seen those. We have the clay up at our place, and, you know, sometimes there's only so much you can water. You know, we can't just, like, leave it on for 20 minutes on some cycles.
So. Right, that's right.
So if somebody wanted to find out what kind of soil type they have, where would you recommend that they call?
If you look in the phone book, there is soil test labs, like KUO.
Okay.
KUO is a test lab. That's one. Or call the county extension office. They could tell you where to go. County extension office is a real good source also for taking in a branch or a leaf of something, and they will tell you what's eating it or what's wrong with it as well, and then give you some professional advice. That's kind of their job as well. And then either you can hire someone to do it or try to find the chemical at the store to help, you know, kill off the bug or the mold or the blight or whatever else.
I would imagine, too, that with all the work that you guys have done around the Tri-Cities, somebody could call you and say, okay, like, for example, we live over by Kamiokin, where there used to be orchards there. And you guys would probably know, okay, well, the soil there tends to be this type, so you might want to try watering this way. Because ours is the type that when you water it, it turns into clay, but then when it's dry, it turns into that powder.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that makes just, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh yeah,
and I can give a personal testimony for Brent here and his guys, because after one of our shows like 3 weeks ago, I literally just said, you know, I'm by no means even close to an expert. You know, I might have thought I was, but I'm not. And so I literally just called him, and he sent his guys out, and I said, can you check the wad, check all the drips, and, you know, calculate how long you think they need to be on. And anyway, it's great service. I appreciate you guys doing that.
You bet. Thank you.
And I would recommend anybody that has any concerns to get a hold of them to set up a schedule like that.
Yeah.
So we are coming up on a break here. We have been talking with some of our experts. We've got Brent Gamache here with Gamache Landscaping and Nursery talking to us about how we can prepare for summer. After the break, we are going to talk to our premier lending sponsor, Mr. Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We have been talking with our landscaping and outdoor experts. We've got Brent Gamache here from Gamache Landscaping. But now we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit about how do we get the money to buy these houses and what's going on with mortgages. You know, here we are when we were telling everybody in December and January how low these rates were and how crazy it was, and they even got a little bit lower the last couple of weeks.
If I had to put money down that you wouldn't have to refinance after you had a 5.75 interest rate, I would have lost a ton of money, because these rates have gotten so low, and, you know, we've seen 4.75 on certain borrower scenarios on 30-year fixed rates.
Tell me this. Why have they gone low, if anybody even knows? But, I mean, generally in theory and stuff, I mean, we had seen them super low. How did they get lower?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and that's probably one of the most misunderstood things. And as I've talked about, that pendulum swing that goes between the stock market and the bond market, if you just think of it in terms of like a grandfather clock, when it swings over to one side, that's the stock market rallying. When it swings over to the other side, that's the bond market rallying. The reason that one of them rallies is because the other side is selling off. So what you have to do is you have to think about what economic conditions are going on in the world right now that are pushing people to buy bonds. It might be internationally. It might be items with North and South Korea. It might be things that are going on with China supporting the euro bonds. It might be other international countries buying U.S. bonds. All of those things impact what has to happen to create changes in our interest rates here locally. So anybody that's been out there watching the news, there are a lot of events going on. Today, the stock market was up over 280 points. Yesterday it was up huge and then ended up selling off by the end of the day. All of those things contribute to the volatility that we're seeing. And so that is actually pushing interest rates down yesterday, but we may see a little bit higher interest rates tomorrow because of the stock market rallying up as high as it did. So it is so volatile that that's why it's really important that if you are in a position that you're going to be doing any landscaping or putting any irrigation systems in, and you're looking at doing a refinance to take cash out of your house and consolidate and then get with Brent to go get some of his services installed, that you're calling me as soon as possible so we can help you lay out a plan to get that money out of your house so that you can be able to execute at these really, really low interest rates. Because when you look at the tax adjustment for being able to deduct mortgage interest, you know, you're looking at 3.5% to 4% money. That's as close to free as you're going to get. So now's the time to make those changes, make those major decisions, and get with somebody like Brent and get your landscaping or your irrigation or whatever you want to do to your home done now. Rates are ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, that's exactly the word. I mean, you and I did literally, we did not think they were going to get any better.
No.
And when you see, I mean, we were talking crazy stuff about fours, and then with buy downs and stuff now in the fours, you hear somebody say three the other day, and I mean, I almost tripped and fell on my face. I mean, because, you know, I mean, I'm like, you can't even say that when you talk about mortgages.
No, and it's really hard to even talk about quoting an interest rate APRs and there's credit scores and there's all kinds of loan to values that go into what really gives you that bottom line rate. But when you're talking about maybe adjustable rate mortgages or shorter term loans, not maybe a 30 year fixed, and buying down those rates, getting into the threes. I mean, let's be honest. We're not even talking about people's parents having rates like that.
30,
it just hasn't
and then
existed.
30 years in the fours and the high fours and the low fives. I mean, it just continues to be good. So,
yeah.
I mean, one of the great things for our local housing market is it was kind of nice. You know, we had been concerned and we had forecasted there could be the double whammy with the tax credits ending and rates rising.
Right.
I mean, that might have, you know, slowed our market, you know, more than we had wanted to if that would have happened. Luckily, you know, with the tax credits ending, rates actually even went lower since that has happened. It kind of cushioned that blow for first-time home buyers to where you're really not. And as Don talked with the tax advantages, you know, you're really still getting those type of incentives now.
You really are. And if you can lock that kind of a rate up and not have it change on you, the affordability to people that may be renting right now is that the house payment could possibly be lower than what they're paying out in rent.
Well, that's true. And, I mean, who's kidding who with the news that came out and the surveys that came out the last 2 weeks with occupancy rates at 99%.
I know.
You might have to buy.
You might want to really consider that. Well, I'll tell you what. If anybody out there is interested, give me a call, Scott Ridgway, Cobalt Mortgage, at 737-6004. 737-6004. For at Cobalt Mortgage, and we'll do everything we can to help you be as informed as you need to be to make a good decision for your situation.
He'll do everything he can to help you be ridiculous.
You know, and
ridiculous rates. It's really what it is.
That's great information. I definitely advise anybody that's thinking about refinancing or purchasing to get with Scott, see what you can do. It truly is a great, great program. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what I'm interested in. I want to hear about the pick three.
Yeah,
I know you've got some.
Well, I mean, here's the deal.
Let's see what's available.
Great inventory coming online. Great houses that we just added, literally have just added this week. Pick number one, this is going to be the one that's going to go. We have a great track record. We pick the picks. We bring them into inventory. This is an amazing house. So first property. It's just one of those houses that's in a neighborhood. It just doesn't come up very often. This house is located at 457 Carner Court in Richland. What that is, that's up there in South Richland. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath house, 2,676 square feet. It's located in Meadow South. Literally a stone's throw away from the country club. I mean, this is like three houses away from the country club. Kick the kids out, send them to the pool. There are green belts in this neighborhood. I mean, you just don't see developments built like that anymore. So you've got huge fields of green belts, and you're right by the golf course. Plus, this home has been updated tremendously. All new windows, brand new dual heat pumps. Huge deck built off the back for entertaining. We're looking at a price on this house of $265,000. You're just not going to get into this neighborhood at that price point and get all these amenities. So it is ready to go. So the seller said, bring us a buyer. Let's get into it.
Very cool looking house, too. I went and took a look at that house, and it's like an English Tudor, just incredible landscaping. Beautiful house.
Yeah, and I appreciate you going to take a look at it. And, yeah, so we will definitely like to show some people through this. This one will be gone quickly. Pick number two. Just listed, literally just put on the market a day or two ago. This is located at 28812 Haney Road in Findlay. This place is amazing, guys. It's on just over 1 3/4 of an acre, stick-built home, 4 bedrooms, newer updated kitchen, 3 baths. The pasture is all in. It's all installed. It has irrigation water. It's got very private landscaping, big shade trees. And yes, guys, it does have a shop.
Mm. Wow.
So, I mean, so really, you're going to get all of this, and we're priced at $235,000. And the square footage on this is 2520. So you're getting this for less than $100 a square foot, stick built with a shop, with a pasture,
wow,
with irrigation water. Literally, go see this one, and you're going to buy it. If you're in the market for any of this type of property, these folks just have kept it so nice. It's like the perfect sellers that you love to have. So
if you've got horses and a John Deere, this is your house.
This is your house. I mean, it is just set up so nice. I mean, it is fabulous. And it also has a 2-car garage plus that shop. It's not just the shop. It's got a 2-car garage plus the shop. So pick three is a spectacular home. This is an estate type home. It's up on the hill in South Richland. It's located at 1027 Country Court. This is up in Country Ridge. Super desirable neighborhood. This home is just about 5,000 square feet. It's all brick. Amazing quality. It has a pull-through breezeway to get back to the garages. Huge master, huge kitchen, and a killer view. It's just up on the hill there and just has an amazing view. It's brand new to the Kenmore team, and we just priced it at $735,000 for 5,000 square feet, total brick, just decked out. It's amazing for entertaining. It's got an outdoor kitchen in the back and a pool. I mean, truly an amazing property at that price. Once again, the seller said, Lance, let's get it sold. Mm. So those are the pick three. Those are the ones to watch this week, and we're excited to have those in our inventory. Lots of brand new inventory coming on quickly, and we are just working to get these processed, get these out there, and get buyers through to it. So.
And now's the time of year. People are putting their houses on the market.
That's exactly right.
It's springtime.
If you want to enjoy a pool for the summer, and the houses are really looking good. All of these are just in fabulous shape. So. We've been talking about preparing our home for summer, some of the things that we can do. One of the biggest things that you can do is taking a look at how to maximize your air conditioning efficiency. I mean, this is just a huge, huge time to take a look at that. So first of all, let's start outdoors with the unit. You go outside, you take a look at the unit, and Brent, I'm sure you can tell me that this has happened with landscaping. I mean, people plant bushes 3 years ago. What was it? They were 6 feet away from the unit. Where are they now?
Over it.
Into it.
Over and into the unit. So Brent's seen it out there with landscaping. But the first thing you need to do is cut down any shrubbery that you might have surrounding the unit back to 3 feet away from the unit. So the more room the condenser has, the more efficient the AC can be. So if you've planted those, you know, arborvitaes, you planted those bushes there to block it, and now it's not only blocking it, it's actually blocking the efficiency. So definitely take a look at that. Another thing you can do is use your hose to spray off the coils on your condenser. Spray those off at a downward angle. You got to have good airflow through this coils, and it's very important to efficiency. And then, even before those, call your heating and AC provider and call them now before it's 95, because right now it's 70 out. Mm-hmm. Everybody's pretty calm. No one's worked up about anything. And in about 2 weeks, maybe even by the end of this weekend, I don't know, but it's going to be 95. Things are not going to be working. And if you've had somebody like, I know we've had, I mean, we've had Arlen with Chinook and Dave, the owner there. Mm-hmm. We've had them on the show. Call Chinook, get them out there, have them just get, you know, go through the system and tell you now what you need to do. And if you don't, even before you call them too, the third biggest thing is check your furnace filter inside. I mean, that thing, when it gets to 95 and 100, that thing's going to be cranking. And they say the biggest thing is, like, even if you can't tell if it's dirty or not, just change it.
Right.
I mean, that for the $12 you're going to spend down at Fred Meyer, wherever you get those to put in there, your airflow through the filter is going to end up costing you way more than that. Yeah. So if you're listening to the show and you haven't checked those three or four items, go ahead. Check those out. Make those changes now. And our goal is just to make your home and your summer more comfortable.
You know, you made a really good point, is get a hold of them now, because they're going to book up in their schedules really quickly when that heat turns up. And if you can get into those schedules now, you're going to be big ahead.
It's just going to be nice, because when it's like that, when it's 95 and 100 out, yeah. You want to just be inside enjoying your book and your lemonade and not sweltering, you know.
Exactly.
So, plus the fact that a lot of them, they're going to have to assign priority to people whose air conditioning systems have failed.
That's exactly
right.
Because
especially maybe, if you get a heat spell, if you've got elderly people or people that are not in good health, that's considered a health risk.
That's exactly right.
Somebody's in a house and it's 90 degrees, the air conditioning's failed, and, you know, they're going to go there before they come out and do a...
Exactly right. And they also assign priority to people that are customers that are on their maintenance plan. I mean, they have gold standard plans. And so if they've checked it out, you know, I know they stand behind their work. If they've been there before and checked it out, they're the ones that will come back sooner and quicker. So definitely give them a call. Back to the outside of the home. Brent, a few more tips here as we get closer to wrapping up. What else do we need to know about as we get the lawns and the landscaping and everything else ready for the summer?
Well, we kind of touched on, obviously, the watering and such, and that's an endless discussion there. But fertilizers, you know, if you haven't got your first application on, you're kind of a little late, but you can always do a weed and feed. It might pick up some of those later broadleaf weeds. But again, remember, fertilizer will be washed through the soil, so eventually you have to fertilize again for most people. I was noticing you have my brochure out on the desk here. Another thing too that most people actually don't even know: if your irrigation system is hooked and fed by domestic irrigation or domestic city water, you should or do have a backflow device. It's on there. That device needs to be tested by a certified Washington State tester annually. A lot of these cities are starting to send these letters out and finding people money if they don't, because it is a law. Most of them don't know it. We do have someone on staff that actually is a certified tester, James. So just another service there that we do, but it's something that really has to be done by the state.
And so what those backflow preventers do is they prevent dirty irrigation water from your pipes going back into your house water, right?
Well, house water and the whole entire city potable water.
Oh, okay.
So you could be sucked back through.
I'm just thinking about myself
here. It's a law. Yeah.
Okay,
it's a law.
The whole city.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay, well, so most importantly, who do people call? Do they call you? Do they call James? How do they get in touch with you to get this certified backflow test taken care of?
They call the office, 735-9100. Mm-hmm. That's 735-9100. Or you can stop by, too. We got a lovely nursery. It's about 3 years old down there. We're at 1212 Columbia Park Trail, just down from the new roundabout and Ben Franklin Transit as well.
That's
fantastic.
Where my wife found some ever-bearing strawberries, so now she's happy.
There you go. And my wife and I get our plants and stuff there, too, and I would personally recommend it to anybody. So thank you for all of that information today. I know the listeners appreciate all of this information. In fact, we had three folks contact me after the show last week. Mm-hmm. Asking for contractor referrals for sprucing up. We talked about the entrances to homes and doing that.
The front door.
And so just a huge, huge response from the listeners. We appreciate that. Brent, we appreciate you coming in and helping keep us educated
on
the landscaping.
No kidding.
And Scott, one more time for lending. How can people get a hold of you?
Scott Ridgway, Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004. Everything you'd expect from your experienced local lender.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys tuning in, and that should wrap us up for this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. You can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, at 727-8977.
Or on the team at on the web at kenmoreteam.com.
You're getting pretty good at that.
I got
it. Nice work, John.
Nice work. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.